I got me a shovel, and I'm digging a ditch, and I'm gonna fight for this 4 square feet of land like a mean old son of a bitch. I got me a...
I think we'd all agree that if we're not at crunch time just yet, we're getting pretty darn close to it. Half an hour from now, the Beavers will start their 25th game of the season. The regular season is only 34 games long, getting close to crunch time. While most of the focus from all of us is on a four-game losing skid, you have to go back to November 22nd. That was the last time Bemidji State won a game in regulation. November 22nd. Since then, we've had Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and MLK Day. It's time for the Beavers to win a game.
She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We could get better because we're not dead yet.
Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori.
Well, we got to get better, and we got to get more consistent in our game. And like I told our guys, practice is overrated this time of year. It's all about a mindset, and it's all about your mentality. And I thought Saturday night we showed that. We responded well. We didn't win, but we responded well, and we played good enough to win. But again, that's what's going to happen. This time of year, you need those tight games. And if you're playing honest, if you're playing hard, if you're playing smart, you know, things are going to go your way more times than that.
I'm trying to get better because I haven't been my best. Easy to complain.
Beaver goalie Max Hildebrand.
I think we played a pretty solid game on Saturday night, and we're right there in that game. So I think if we keep playing like that and playing Beaver hockey, we're going to get back on track here, and we know we have the team to do it.
Yes, the Beavers played better last Saturday night than they did last Friday night, but we're getting to crunch time. They need to continue playing better every single game until the season ends. Playing with a lead would sure help.
Shot and a goal right off of the draw, and Bemidji State leads it 1-0. Max Nemesnikov, clean faceoff win, and he will bury it, and Bemidji State leads 1-0.
Speaking of things that would help, scoring on the power play would sure help. The Beavers went just 1-for-9 last Saturday night at St. Thomas. Team gives you 9 power play chances, you better score on a few of them, instead of just once in the 5-minute major.
Marek walks the blue line, feeds Connor McLennan, top of the left circle. McLennan back for Issa. Down low between the circles. 5-hole Riley Funky scores. It's a power play goal on the 5-minute major. Riley Funk gets the Beavers within 1. It's 3-2, and they'll stay on the power play.
Beavers are not dead yet. Still season to go. But the time is now. Crunch time is here. Beavers and the Bowling Green Falcons. Quarter Bar pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.